We often hear the saying, the difference is only skin deep. Nowhere is it more true than with people with albinism. With me in the studio today, I've got Tinashe Mangada. She's the Deputy Social Development Manager at the VRCID. So it's so lovely to have you here today, Tina, and thank you for taking our time to come and talk to us. You're so welcome.
Thank you so much, Lorraine, for having me here. It's my pleasure to be here.
You know, when we talk about people with albinism,
yes,
some people see it, they don't know what it is, and very often, if we don't understand something, we fear it or we actually just ignore it.
Yes.
So let's get back to basics.
Yes.
What is albinism?
Albinism is when someone is born with less melanin. And usually people with albinism have got problems with skin. You'll find out that their skin, sometimes they are pale. They've got problems with eyesight. And they do have problem with, especially with their skin, they are supposed to actually put on like sunscreen, wearing a hat, during our hot seasons.
So breaking it down,
yes,
all it comes down to is less melanin than,
yes,
the next person. And that is really all.
Yes.
Now, you know, Tinashe, it's a fact that when people don't understand something, they tend to vilify someone else, and especially in children.
Exactly.
I think they can be so cruel.
Exactly.
So we're here today to do awareness of albinism. It's a person just like you and me, with the same dreams and aspirations in life, the same skills, the same abilities, except that they have less melanin, and that causes the pale skin color.
Yes.
Now, on Freedom Day, I know there was a wonderful project. Tell us about it.
Yes, on Freedom Day, we had an awareness campaign here in Paro. Actually, our awareness, it was more about albinism. We were trying to send the message to the people that people with albinism, they can also do whatever that we do, that normal human beings can do. Some people, they are afraid of them because they do not know. They are not empowered. So we were trying to send the message that you can hug them. We can eat together. We can befriend them. So what we did on the awareness day, we had to sweep in the streets to show people around that they can do sweep, that they can do enjoy. And actually, I'm telling you this, we had a very beautiful day. We enjoyed the awareness. There was so much joy. And the people could actually see that we all humans.
Well,
yes,
how wonderful is that? Now, with me in the studio today, I've got Tina Mangada. She's the Deputy Social Development Manager,
yes,
at the VRCID.
Yes.
What a wonderful project that was. But Tina, I think personally, it actually starts with our children.
Exactly.
Parents need to make children aware of the fact that other children with albinism,
yes,
are just perfectly normal human beings,
exactly,
except for their skin color.
You know what? When I was growing up, when I was a little child, I used to be afraid of people with albinism because nobody told me.
Nobody told me.
And when I used to see them, I could just run away from them. So as growing up, when I went to school, then I realized they are just as human as any other person. It's just
now, what are some of the other challenges that people with albinism have, except for the fact that they have sometimes poorer eyesight and that they need to look after their skin because sun damage to them is really very unhealthy?
Yes.
So what other challenges do they face in society, for instance?
Yes, in society they are being marginalized. They are being discriminated.
Aww.
You would find out that especially in most of areas like in KwaZulu-Natal, in Eastern Cape, that side, most people there, they're actually being killed
oh.
because of their skin color. And even parents, when they give birth to a child with albinism, they are ashamed of that. They are ashamed to show the society that is this the child that God has blessed me with.
Oh.
So it's actually challenging. Even in the workplace, people are afraid or they are discriminating them. They are not being employed. Yes.
And it's just ignorance, and that is why we're having this very important talk today.
Yes.
To make people aware of
aware of this.
That people with albinism are normal human beings
yes.
with the same abilities as you and me.
Yes.
If I had to meet someone with albinism,
mm-hmm.
what would they want me to understand and to do?
You know what? People with albinism, they need to be loved.
Yes.
That is one thing that I've actually realized.
Mm.
To hug them
yes.
and show them that we just one and the same. Because they have been discriminated all this time. And I've realized when, especially when they are around people, sometimes they just stand on their own. Because they feel that probably people, they do not love them.
Aww.
So if you hug them, you are embracing them. If you just engage with them, you are embracing them. You are telling them that we love you. So if you see them, please talk to them.
Reach out.
Reach out to them. Because they've got so many things that they are actually going through. So if you've got an ear to listen, listen to them.
I think we end this interview on such a positive note. Tina Mangara with me.
Thank
She's
you.
The Deputy Social Development Manager at the VRCID.
Thank
for
you.
Your time today, thank you. And on my behalf, and I know I speak for our listeners as well.
Thank you.
If you see a person with albinism before I do,
yes.
please give them a special hug and a kiss from me.
I would definitely do that, Lorraine.
For your time today,
yes.
Tina, thank you.
Thank you so
God
much
you.
For this platform.